From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, set forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlist local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos. They implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says troops have secured a section of an area south of the city. The Iraqi military says its forces reached the airport in Mosul on Monday. When they take over the facility, they plan to use it to launch attacks on the western side of the city, which is still under control of the Islamic State group. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements. Haley also called NATO the strongest alliance in history and said the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. Ecuador's presidential election will go on to an April 2nd runoff pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That announcement was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. An official says the decision to hold the runoff is irreversible, even though 5% of the vote is still uncounted. A new public opinion poll due out to be published in Germany Wednesday shows Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Party is slightly ahead of the center-left Social Democrats. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned a recent surge of anti-Semitic threats across the country.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
Mr. Trump's remarks were made while he paid a visit Tuesday to the new National Museum of African American History and Culture on the National Mall. The White House press secretary on Tuesday defended President Donald Trump for labeling the press an enemy of the American people. Sean Spicer went on to accuse some news organizations of purposely reporting biased and inaccurate information. At a daily press briefing, Spicer said the president has deep respect for the First Amendment and the role of the press, but added it's a two-way street. A military court in Israel Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Prosecutors had asked for a harsher sentence for Elor Azaria after he was convicted last month of manslaughter. The shooting in the city of Hebron came to light when a video emerged showing Azaria shooting an injured Palestinian following the stabbing of an Israeli soldier. Xenophobic violence is again on the rise in South Africa. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Tensions are high in South Africa's capital amid a wave of attacks against businesses owned by immigrants, who some residents accuse of spreading crime. Several low-income Pretoria neighborhoods have recently seen violence similar to a wave of xenophobia that hit Johannesburg and Durban in 2015. Police report at least 20 shops and homes were looted and burned, and foreign residents were attacked late Monday. No arrests have been made, police say, as no one has stepped forward to press charges. Anita Powell, Pretoria, South Africa.
The Libyan Red Crescent said Tuesday at least 74 bodies of African migrants have been recovered along the shores of Libya's northern coast. The Libyan Coast Guard said more than 500 were rescued off the shore west of Zawiya Friday and Saturday. Responding to the UN declaration that famine in South Sudan has been aggravated by the conflict there between the government and rebel forces, President Salva Kiir pledged Tuesday that aid workers will have free access to civilians throughout the country. The fighting that has been going on in South Sudan since 2013 has left up to 100,000 people facing starvation. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.